Hi, thank you for calling customer support. This is Melina. How can I help you?
Yes. Someone had went in my well, somebody had took a harness on that off my car, and they said it was this company, so I don't know. So they told me they sent me some papers out to fill out and take to the police station and get an investigation on them. So they had off my car. They had ordered some body wash and I don't know what else, but I just know some of these things that they had ordered off of my credit card.
Okay, ma'am. Let me get your zip code so I can look at your account.
Okay. 44119.
You said 44419?
No, 44119.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I don't have an account with y'all. I ain't never ordered nothing from y'all. Somebody went in my, some kind of way stole my, I guess, identity.
Okay.
And order them some honey, some dollar whopper products that I don't even know nothing about this company.
Well, when I get your account pulled up, we can look at it in more detail. And if I need to, I will go ahead and, you know, transfer it to the fraud department. Can you verify your first and last name, though?
My last name?
Your first and last name, ma'am?
Brenda Foster.
Brenda Foster?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anyone showing up under that name. Give me just one moment.
That's
here.
What I know. Because I never ordered nothing from that company.
Can you tell me...
And I don't know how to get... Huh?
Can you tell me the last four numbers of whichever card it is that was charged?
I had changed it. Change, you want that old card number? Cause you, I'm not giving a new one.
Yeah.
Card number. And that, that was, I forgot. I could look right quick and find it, but then when my accountant took out I think it was $109, ordered something that I don't even know nothing about that company. To be ordering something online. Let me see, can I find that card right quick? Hold on. Let me see what I can get rid of. Okay, it was 7284.
Okay. What was the name of the products? You said it was some bath and body?
Yeah.
What was the name of the products?
It was, I don't know. I don't know what they ordered. It wasn't me that ordered it. Someone else went in my account and ordered. I don't know what they ordered. I don't know how they even get my information. They stole my information some kind of way.
Well, I haven't been able to pull up an account. That's kind of a difficult one since you are saying that this is fraud. What I could do is just go ahead and transfer you to the fraud department and, you know, just tell them everything you told me and see if they can assist you.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. Give me just one moment.
Thank you. in a hurry, ain't you?
All right, ma'am. Okay. Give me just one moment here, and I'm going to transfer you to our fraud department. Since I was, you know, unable to pull up your account, I'm not really sure what they can do for you, but maybe they can at least give you some insights. Another thing I would suggest is maybe going back and talking to your bank. Yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and transfer you.
My bank, the one gave me the information, who did it and all this, that what they had ordered, they said some body and bath something, and I don't know what else, but whatever they ordered, it was like $109 that they had stole off my debit card. And they sent me a letter and told me go make a police report, and I posted to one. This company here, whoever this company is, I posted to one.
Okay. Well, I have noted the account, and I'm just going to go ahead and transfer that to the fraud department now. Yes, the fraud department.
What they got to do with it? The fraud department?
Well, you're saying that you had fraud on your account. I wasn't able to pull up your account with this, but if there was fraud, you know, who knows what name and address that they might have used.
That's why they have no account. That's what I was saying. I didn't have an account with y'all. I never ordered anything from y'all.
Right, ma'am, but you're saying that you think somebody else used your information and ordered, and so that means they would have made an account with your information. So that's why I'm transferring the call to the fraud department.
Okay, well, go ahead and see what they're talking about.
All right, ma'am. I'm transferring you now. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.